Dictation for Michelle Spruce, MICHELLESPRUCE. Michelle Spruce, date of birth is 8-9-51, date of accident 2-20-2021, date of service is 6-22-2022. History of presenting illness, Michelle Spruce is a victim of the automobile accident that happened on 2-20-2021. She was a restrained driver and she was rear-ended after she hit a ice patch, car spin, and she hit a median. This accident totaled the car, and the impact caused a head injury, especially headache with the right and left temple, without any TBI symptoms. But patient started having pain in the left shoulder, neck, and the lower back, with occasional radiation to the left leg. The headaches continued. The patient has tried to continue the therapy. I have seen her on from 1-7-2022, after 1 year, and I have tried to continue the physical therapy. Injections have been given to her shoulder based on the symptoms and finding on MRI. MRI for the spine have been done that have been found positive. They'll be discussed in the treatment plan. Currently, the patient is reporting that the pain in the neck is and the lower back is still between 7 and 8, but no radiation to the leg. Pain in the left shoulder is also 7. The patient is able to carry out her duties, although they are affected, to the tune of 7. Pain in both the legs is also complained, especially the feet area. 30% improvement has been reported by the patient. The ADLs are affected in the area of relationship with people, sleep and enjoyment of life, 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. Mood is affected, 9. General activity and work are affected, 6. In the systemology and neurology inspection, patient reports headaches without any dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbance, double vision, ear ringing, fainting, blackout. The patient reports tension, weakness, difficulty sleeping, anxiety, depression, and lack of concentration. However, she has no confusion, disorientation, or loss of memory, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, or any kind of vision problem. In the pain and numbness, patient reports pain in both the ankle and feet, in the left shoulder, neck, lower back, as well as stiffness in the left shoulder, neck, and lower back with clicking and grinding and decreased range of motions. In the GI, patient has diarrhea and digestive problems and denies any nausea, vomiting, constipation, or stomach pain, blood in the stool. The patient does report some difficulty in swallowing. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, or blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports that there are no changes in the pain level, and there is no change in the surgical history, hospitalization, or weight loss, or any other trauma. Substance abuse, none is reported. And compliance is the patient reports full compliance. The physical examination reveals that the blood pressure is 148/103. Pulse is 788, pulse ox is 98. And the rest of the physical examination is a carbon copy from 5-18-2022, dictation number 0519-071 and also 0519-073 along with the diagnosis. The plan of care is as follows. After reviewing the maps and the current laboratory, we have continued the physical therapy to neck, lower back, and the left shoulder. To continue 3 times per week with traction, massage, aquatherapy, gait training, home exercise, mechanical program, as well as disability to continue for work, housework and transportation. The patient has been provided with the Celebrex 200 mg daily along with Acipex 20 mg twice a day, Tizanidine 4 mg twice a day for muscle relaxation, Lyrica 50 mg for headache, and Norpain Lunesta 1 mg for sleep, and Voltaren Gel Lidocaine Patch for relief of the topical pain relief. Tylenol with codeine number 360 tablets are provided every 12 hours, but they are now discontinued and patient is being provided with a Narco 7.5325 12 hours for 30 days, 60 tablets. Furoset 1 to 2 every 6 hours, and 60 tablets are provided. Patient has been referred to Dr. Gary Gilliard Orthopedic Surgery for repair of the complete tear of the supraspinatus muscle. MRI was showing a full thickness tear of the supraspinatus tendon with moderate fatty atrophy of the corresponding muscles, tendonitis of the subscapularis tendon, and fluid in subacromialis subdeltoid bursa as well as mild joint shoulder joint fluid. The patient has been advised. There is also a complex tear of the entire labrum for which surgery will be the number one solution. The patient will make a decision. She has been referred to orthopedic surgeon. If she doesn't want to go, then I will be more than happy to provide the injection treatment. Cervical spine shows a bulging disc at C5-6, C6-7, C7-T1, and T1-T2 to T5 to T6, indenting on the cecal sac as well as in the lumbar spine. There is a herniated disc at L2 and L3, L3 and L4, L4-5, L5-X1 with variation of neural foramen stenosis and ligament of labrum thickening. Patient has been informed about this finding in great detail. She has been informed that she possibly may benefit with the injection treatment to lumbar epidural and cervical epidural, and she will be scheduled for that. She has some tenderness in the coccyx and mild tenderness to SI joint. If the pains are not relieved, then a nerve block to S3 and S4 will be conducted and a possible sacroiliac joint injection in case the pain is not relieved by epidural injection. Patient is otherwise stable. Thank you so much.